going to mug me?
Am I going to mug you?
Is that gorgeous or what, eh?
And I believe I can run a decent marathon.
Download Veely now.
Across the world, we're putting more children behind bars today than ever before.
It's not very nice. It's just not very nice.
Хэрэг дөрөв хүүхэд сонсон чи хамгийн дэдлэх 8 жил хамгийн дотор 3 жил өнгөн чи. Тэгээд
to find out what prisons do to children, we talked to child prisoners from the UK to Mongolia, the USA to the Philippines, asking them about their lives, their hopes, and their fears.
कमरे के अंदर ना खेलते हैं ना तो मार पड़ती है हल्ला करते हैं हम लोग इसलिए.
I do bad things, but people aren't bad. They just make mistakes, and I made a mistake.
Todo mundo apanha. Não tem que não apanha de monitor aqui.
Secure units, reformatories, boot camps. They're all names for the same thing, child prisons. Most of the children who fill them have committed persistent but quite minor crimes.
Are you scared? Answer me, son!
Today, there are almost 500,000 children locked up around the world. These are the stories of just some of them.
You move up, you fat little git.
I'm gonna get your ass through that door.
Don't look at me like I'm a piece of shit on the bottom of your shoe, because I ain't.
Paul is just 12 years old. Small for his age and partially dyslexic, he was already struggling at school when he got into trouble with the police.
In school, I kept getting bullied and because I've got problems, handwriting problems. Makes me feel like I'm just no one, and it feels like they're seeing right through me. It feels horrible, because most of them probably just think he's nothing but trouble.
Do you think that about yourself?
I think that I'm just one of them bad people. I'm a bad person. Hopefully when I get out, everyone will forgive me for what I've done.
Paul's not a murderer or a rapist, but after several run-ins with the police, he got caught for stealing some golf clubs and a pack of Pokemon cards. For these crimes, Paul was sent to a local authority secure unit.
I was a bit shocked. I was a lot shocked. And I did get sentenced to 8 months. And I done 4 months.
Paul, what do you want to do next, huh?
IT.
IT?
Oh, please.
Eh? Please. Paul, don't give me that little puppy dog look, right? Oh. Come on, let's do something else instead of IT.
I can't do nothing.
You can. You can have a game of footy.
I don't know what
to do. Oh, you will play table tennis then?
I don't know what table
tennis. We'll watch telly then.
Well,
you need to start something else because you can't walk doing on the computer all the time. Come in the lounge with me, all right? And we'll see if we get a game of cards going on.
Play for money.
No, we won't play for money, right? We'll do that then, yeah?
Oh, Lord, bullying should not be allowed.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
What have I done to you?
Come on, tea time.
Fuck, no, tea time is twat.
Hey, Gordon, come on, it's tea time.
You better get your ass through that door, boy.
Fucking.
Oh, yo. Oi, EA.
Take that, boy.
I should have, like, some medical help. Professional medical help. And they can be out of trouble and stuff. I'm not sure if you can get tablets that can be done and stuff like that. But behaviour tablets to keep you out of trouble and stuff like that. But even if they could, they would be nice.
So if there was a magic tablet you could be given that would say, this will make you a good boy, you'd like that?
I'd nick it off and take it. So I don't want to get into trouble with the police no more. It's not worth it.
There are about 3,500 child prisoners in the UK, more than almost any other country in Europe. Most child prisoners are sent to young offenders institutes, but this is a secure unit. Holding both girls and boys, it's designed for only the youngest and most vulnerable. It costs up to £3,000 a week to keep a child here.
Sam, could you butt up a little bit because your chair's running.
I was sat here first.
Ronnie!
You move up, you fat little git.
Ronnie!
Shut up.
Look, you can move there and still see it.
Sam is 15. This is her third time in a secure unit. Like many child prisoners, she's been in and out of children's homes and foster care for years. She traces the start of her troubles to the breakup of her parents' marriage.
When my parents got divorced, I hated that. But I thought, my parents don't care about me, because like, my mum changed and my dad changed, things like that. So now everything just changed. Changed me as well. I started taking drugs and I was like, drugs is bad, but nobody ever takes drugs. And then when I started doing that, I was like, oh, this is happening as well. And I started like thinking, oh, this is life, this is real, do you know what I mean? This is what life is all about.
Like many teenagers, Sam finds it hard to control her anger. But it's the violence that sometimes comes when she loses her temper that has been causing her problems.
Sam, one thing I would say, when you're answering these questions, right, put it into your own words.
We have.
Okay. Quite a lot of times you're lifting whole sentences. Ronnie! Fuck whole sentences. Hang on, excuse me.
I don't even know what to say on this one.
Hello.
Hello. Ah.
No, I can't take it now. Okay, Sam, can you move, please?
Boy! No, I was sat here first.
So I'm not having you hitting other pupils.
He hit me first.
Oh, she's mucking around.
Doesn't slap me the ruler, Sam. Could you just move around, please?
No, he hit me Sam. First. No, I was sat here
come
first.
On. You have to move.
What for? Because I won't move.
Sam, you have to move.
Why?
You know why.
No, I don't know why.
Sam,
right, Ronnie hit me, so I hit him back with a ruler. Okay, now she wants me to move there.
He was a mark on his back.
That was ages ago, John. Did you see what he was saying?
That was ages ago.
Move
around, Ronnie, please.
What, and he flicked me in here and he gets away with it?
No, he shouldn't have done that either.
Yeah, but I don't see you having a fucking go at him.
Come on, out you go.
Dickhead.
Yeah!
You stuck up bitch!
Just wait quietly by the door.
See these? I'll forget him for books.
No, I get angry. I say some nasty things and I do nasty things and I hate myself for doing that.
I wouldn't give it a fucking satisfaction to fucking stop up.
Then I think I can't help it and I can't help my hormones, can't help my feelings, whatever. It's just the way I am, that's me. And when I get angry, I think I sit down, like when I cry, I think I really wish I was a different person. I wish I could change to my attitude and my anger and things like that. But you can't, you can just try and work on changing it. You can't change as a person.
Jenny! Stupid fucking bitch! She's a dickhead, man! Yeah. ain't going on that lesson again. Never.
In the summer, I was never at my first placement. I was always running away and things like that. And I'd get really, really drunk and I couldn't even remember what I'd done the night before. Taking drugs and things like that as well. And then first thing on my mind in the morning would be, right, yeah. I've got to go and get some alcohol, and I'd go down and I'd get done for shoplifting, for nicking a bottle of vodka or something like that. And then when I was on drugs and things, I used to beat people up, get in fights, and that's what most of my offences are, about assault, ABH, things like that. It's just stupid. Alcohol's the worst drug I've ever known. Like, yeah, heroin's bad and things like that, but alcohol's got a lot to answer for, I think, because it just changes you completely, changes your attitude and everything. So if I hadn't started drinking, I wouldn't be here now, I don't think.
No way.
Not at all.
We will follow Sam and Paul as they serve their sentences behind these walls. Will their time here change them for the better, or set them firmly on the road to a criminal career?
When children are first picked up by the police in Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia, they are taken to the police detention centre, a mile or so from the city. Enk Bata has been in these cells for 4 months now. He hasn't been to court yet because his parents can't be found. The age of criminal responsibility here is 14, but the police sometimes detain children younger than this. 9-year-old Sen Gunjab was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
мэдээг ууж надад энэ жоригцсан гэж. Талхаждаг. Нөх хоол өгөр аяга уугаал дөрөөр мэдв. Барууд байдгаар л энэ. Ямар түнд цогтой байгаа хүүхдүүд байгаа юм арил. Тэр ара юм хаад байсан.
Sometimes, locked away for months on end, children like Tsen Gunjav and Enkh Bata lose more than just their freedom. They lose their childhood.
In the United States, the first stop for a child arrested by police will usually be the local county juvenile detention center. Here, children are held while waiting to appear in court or for their parents to bail them out. Children should stay here only briefly before they are released or sentenced, but for some, this becomes a home away from home. Natalie was given 30 days in foster care, but because of difficulties finding a placement, she's now been held here for 3 months.
I've had two courts. I've asked both times if I could get released. They were going to release me in my first court, and my mom didn't show up.
So that's, they would have released you if your mom had been there, but she...
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing this right now. But yeah, I would have been out, being happy, being... probably going back to my old ways. But in a way, I'm glad my mom didn't show up, because I'm glad they restrained me and held me here, because then it made me think more.
It was problems with her mother that brought Natalie to the detention center in the first place.
She wouldn't let me use the car. And I was like, well, I just need to use the car to go use the phone. And she's like, no, you can walk real quick. And I said, no, it's raining, just give me the car. And I grabbed the keys from her and she hit me. And she pulled me up like this and she goes, you know what, you want to deal with the real prison person, you're going to deal with me. And she grabbed me by my shirt and held me up. And I said, you know what, mom, get off of me, I'm not going to punch you. I have respect for you. And she hit me and she called me a bitch. And I said, no, that does not cut it right there. And I hit her. She called the cops. And as being my mother, I didn't think she would call the cops on me, any of her children. But I believe it now.
Everybody's brushes should be put away by now.
Hair should be up.
It hurts that a mother's gonna call the cops on their daughters or their sons, you know? And I think that's wrong right there to be doing. I was crying, I was scared. But as I walked out the door, she told me, you know what, I love you. And I said, you know what, if you love me, you wouldn't have did this to me. But I think she's trying to teach me a lesson, you know? She's trying to get me used to this environment to say, you know what, that's not an environment to go to.
Most of the girls we talked to were here because their parents had called the police to deal with what many might see as family disputes. In effect, using the police and the detention home to discipline their daughters.
I see girls come in for stealing their mom's car when their mom knew they had the car, and then their mom called the cops. I think that's pretty messed up.
This is what happened to Angela.
My dad had gotten in an argument when I told him I was going to stay at a friend's house. And I took the car and my dad went out to go in the car, and the car wasn't there and he reported it stolen. But I think he knew I took it And me and my boyfriend Carlos went cruising around, and we got busted on Central. I was mad because he's my own dad. He just said that, oh, I can't put up with your things anymore, and I don't want you here anymore. I'm going to take you to the day home and everything.
These are the rules and responsibilities of the resident when they enter into the facility here. You must follow all staff instructions. You are not to be involved with any gang activity. No cursing or use of obscene language or gestures. No crossing of red lines without permission.
You just remembered what to say. Can I cross the red line? Can I get a drink of water? May I cross the red line to go to my locker? May I cross the red line to use the restroom? I mean, your mind gets a clicking noise. Oh, there's a red line. Don't forget to ask. You know, it's easy. You get used to it.
No talking while on your line, during line movement, or as directed by staff.
I think the hardest rule is no talking in the bathroom, on your lines, in the cafeteria, no talking in line movement, no talking during programs. I mean, stuff like that. We get busted for talking all the time. It's like, if we have something to say, we're gonna say it. If you're talking on your line, you can do line time. You stand behind the red line, standing straight up, looking at the wall with my hands behind my back. Do not turn and look at the control or look at other girls doing what they're doing. You just stand there for 59 minutes, just still.
Disrespect me like that or other staff. Because your peers are watching your behavior.
I don't care if my peers are watching my behavior. My peers can go watch somebody else. That's all I care. I'm not here to do their time. I'm here to do my own time.
Okay.
So, and if it is doing my time all up in my room, I do not care. Because I'm leaving soon and I do not really give a fuck. I am so mad.
Closing the door because you're keeping me depressed.
Well, this is what you get when I did. White bitch! Blah! Fucking white bitch!
Natalie was given 24 hours locked in her room, off privileges, for swearing at a staff member.
Are you going to go out and meet your dad?
Go out with my dad. Okay.
But for Angela, the time has come to go home. Her father has arranged her release.
Okay, I just need you to wait outside and the nurse will bring you your medication here in just a couple of minutes, okay? Gray door, exit to your right, wait in the lobby.
Good luck, Angela.
Before she leaves, the nurse goes through the antidepressants and sleeping pills that Angela has been given by the detention center.
You have to go see the doctor.
And what are these?
That's if you need it for sleep.
For bedtime.
Mm-hmm. You may or may not need.
These are antidepressants. Mm-hmm. That's just one a day.
And she's got enough for 3 days, so you can, you know, come back sometime with this hole in here.
I'll probably come back tomorrow.
Okay. Then that's all you have to do. Okay. Anytime she needs.
Most child prisoners feel they are good for nothing. By locking them up, society reinforces that view and erodes their self-esteem even further. For Natalie, as her social worker searches for foster parents willing to take her, there's nothing to do but wait and think about what the future might hold.
This isn't a life. I sit in here and I think of the things that I'm doing and the footsteps that I'm following. I'm going to go down the same path my mom's going down. She started in a D home. Now look at me, I'm in the D home. I could just see myself in a couple years doing good, going to college, going to do what I got to do. But then I can see myself going down my mom's footsteps too. So I'm like right in the middle of the fork. Well, should I go down this path or this path? And right now I'm like going down this, the bad path.
Tumatakbo sa pinto namin. Kapag katok, binuksan pa nanay ko. Tinutukan po yung police nanay ko ng armalite.
In Manila, we met Eugene, a 12-year-old arrested at gunpoint along with his brother in the middle of the night.
Kami pa ako natutulog. Nagigising po kami ng tatay ko. Tapos sabi, ilabas niyo yung dalawang anak niyo. Sabi ng police. Tapos pinakita po kami. Tapos inihila po kami ng polis. Inihila din po kami ng tatay ko at nanay ko. Yung pag-ihila po sa amin, bigla po kami pinasasan. Umiiyak po yung nanay ko at tatay ko.
It was 2 days before he found out he was being charged with rape.
Kung sino yung ni-rape namin, sinabi ito. Tapos sinabi yan, hindi naman namin kilala yan, ibit namin re-rapin yan. Hindi naman namin kasama yan dito. Tsaka hindi naman namin kilala yan. Hindi naman kami marunong mag-rape. Gano'n po kami.
The woman who had accused them was 21 and has since withdrawn the charges. But the system hasn't yet caught up and the boys are still in prison.
Nakala ko po yun. Mga isang linggo lang po kami. Pagkaraan po na isang linggo, lumiyemano na po kami mag-iisang buwan. Po ay nakakulong ng 7 buwan dito sa Caloocan City Jail. Kasi po, nanginayang po sa pinangyari dito. Kasi po, dapat mag-pressure na ako sa pasukan. Kasi nga lang po, nakulong kami dito, kaya hindi ako natuloy mag-aral. Nakakabor yun po. Wala akong ginagawa dito.
Luckily for Eugene, he is not the smallest or youngest in the prison, so he is not at the bottom of the rigid pecking order in the cells. That place is reserved for Sandy. He ran away from home after an argument with his brother and was then picked up by the police for taking iron from a scrapyard. He hasn't seen his mother for 2 months.
Hindi pa po siguro. Sana po, dinadasal ko po na sana po dumalaw na po. Siya po, pagmamahal po.
The pecking order in the cells even dictates where the children sleep, with the more senior boys getting the cool of the floor and the younger ones trying to sleep in the heat of the top bunks.
Nahirapan po ako sa pagtulog. Sikasikan po kami dyan. 71 po kami sa isang kwarto. Dapat po, mga sa 40 lang, o kaya 40, ayun lang po karami sa isang kwarto dapat po.
7 months after he was arrested at gunpoint for a crime he didn't commit, 12-year-old Eugene has become one of the many thousands of forgotten children around the world, whose lives are being corrupted by prison.
Ay, wala po maalala yung nangyari po dito. Di po, pakinilong po yung bata. Medyo may iba po yung isip nila dito. Magiging gusama po yung isip nila. Saka po, parang hindi na po sila matatakot na makulong. Magagawa na gagawa na po sila na masama. Ayun lang po.
Sam and Paul are more fortunate. In England, only about 1 in 10 child prisoners serve their time in well-resourced secure units. This means children can be given almost one-to-one tuition and counselling.
Right, what we're going to do, we're going to start with this one. And bear in mind, we've got to use capital letters, so big H.
But with 30 or so highly volatile children living in close proximity, tensions run high.
Yo, Danny, man!
Come on.
Move!
Hey, Paul.
Fuck you.
Paul, no, Danny. That's enough. Now what we'll do is just finish off. Don't worry about that.
Even with the very high staff-to-inmate ratio, for more than half of each day, the children are locked alone in their rooms.
The only thing I had about it was I think we were in our rooms too long.
We come out at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then we come in after lunch, which is about 12:30, till 1:15. Then we come out, and we're in again from 3:30 till 4:00. Come out, in again at 5:00 till 5:05, and then we come out for tea. And then from 5:30 till 6:30 you're in, and then 8:00 till 4:15 you're in, and then 9:00, that's it for the rest of the night.
Do you think 9:00's too early as well when we go into our rooms?
Yeah, but it is a secure unit.
Oh yeah, but stupid though, because I mean, you're getting put in your room at 9:00, and by the time they've brought supper around and whatever, when you've done your jobs, it's like 9:45, so really. And then like, you only get to watch about an hour of TV, really, don't you? And it goes off quick. 11:00's too early, I think.
But it is a secure unit.
I know, yeah, but 11:00's still early, I mean. You're not even in, are you, at that time at home? So it does your head in.
What have you missed most of all since you've been here?
My mum and my dad.
And have your mum and dad managed to visit you whilst you've been here?
Yeah, a couple of times.
A couple of times in the 4 months?
Yeah, not many times, but they're going to try and get up here on Sunday.
Okay.
They can't make it.
What sort of thing stops them from getting here?
The car keeps on breaking down. I phone them and ask them if they're coming down in a plight. If they can't come down, I just go, oh. Take it as the car's fault again.
Dedaço, mamaço, rad gamacinet, da telavis internaci rad mima baret, kurdoba da khulikunoba solik masavles, milicis 24 megavitace, milicia medamiqira chamsvats xeshi, mamachemi ekhotseba shvili manakhet, davridoze rom gaviton da mashin ganakhet, sikhes ratunda, inis karebi მას უნდა დაკონდეს შუშა ბანდები შუშას გავდე ხამ გავიპარები წავალ ბათუმში დავიმალები ბათუმის ღაზე აბე დაიდგა შიქ პაბედაში ზური აიჯდა ადეკი ზური დავით მერული ციხიდან ვარ გამოპარული
გიორგი is 13
ჩემი სახლიდან კორპუსზე უყურებდი ხოლმე და კორპუსიდან კორპუსზე უყურებდი ხოლმე სულ მახსენდება რა სახლიდან პანჯერიდან პანჯერებს უყურებდი.
Georgi was living with his grandmother after both his parents had died when he was caught stealing with his cousin Tamaz. They were too young to go to the juvenile prison near their home in Tbilisi. Instead, the court sent them to a borstal on the far side of the Caucasus Mountains. The age of criminal responsibility in Georgia is 16, so in theory, Georgi shouldn't be locked away. But with the economy falling apart and war just across the border in Chechnya, sorting out a remote prison school is a low priority for the Georgian government. In the meantime, far away from home, these children can only dream of seeing their families. When we contacted Georgi's grandmother, we found the family had not visited the boys because she couldn't afford the £5 train fare across the mountains. We offered to pay for her, Georgi's sister, and Tamas's father to travel to the prison school to see the boys for the first time since they were locked away. Their family's arrival was not the only surprise for Georgi and his cousin. Because we were filming, the prison authorities decided to demonstrate their leniency by setting them free. In spite of the deep unhappiness Georgi experienced at the prison school, it wasn't a deterrent. Just 3 months after we filmed this departure, he was in prison again. The police caught him stealing and using drugs.
Twelve-year-old Vitor Hugo was picked up yesterday for street robbery. When he was arrested, he was high on crack cocaine, and he's still coming down from the effects of the drug.
Você vai pra audiência agora?
Sim, senhora.
Então, meu nome é Aline, eu trabalho junto com os advogados, tá?
E qual que é o teu nome?
Vitor Hugo.
Vitor Hugo do quê?
Sol.
Sol? Quantos anos você tem?
Quantos? Eu tenho 12.
12? A sua mãe veio?
Não, senhora.
Não?
Não, não, em casa.
E o que, que você faz na rua? Você tá usando algum tipo de droga?
Tô.
O que, que você usa?
Crack.
Mas quanto tempo que você usa crack?
Márcio Viana Diniz. Muito tempo. Achei muito ruim.
Another boy awaiting trial today is Julio. He's also addicted to crack and living on the streets. Julio is 14 and still bitter from his last experience of prison.
Fiquei 3 meses. Se andar com a mão assim, apanha, só mão pra trás. Se falar tio e não falar senhor, apanha. Qualquer coisa que você fazer que ninguém gostar, você apanha. Que ninguém gostasse, que o monitor não gostava, se apoia.
Júlio Cássio dos Santos.
Presente, senhor.
Se trocar ideia, na hora que não pode, apoia. Qualquer coisa que você fazer, se apoia. Saí revoltado, saí mais pior do que eu entrei. Não aprendi nada.
Still waiting in the corridor, Vitor is reunited with his mother, who's been told by the court of her son's hearing. It's the first time they've seen each other since he ran away from home almost a year ago. Since then, his mother has been diagnosed with cancer.
Para com isso. Eu te peço. Não estou chorando por felicidade. Por amor a você, filho. Mas eu tenho você. Pelo amor de Deus, para. Sai dessa. Eu te amo. De coração, filho. Beijo um pouco de mim. Precisa pensar na tua irmã, mas pelo menos um pouquinho assim, de mim. Tua mãe tem pouco tempo, já soube o problema dela. É grave. Você sabe. Só isso que eu te peço, nada mais. Me dá um pouco só de vida. Só isso, meu filho, nada mais do que eu te amo. Só isso.
Precisa chorar, não.
Viva quem vocês, os filhos. E a testemunha. Ricardo Araújo, você? Vem cá.
Julio's case is also being heard. He's charged with robbery as well, but it's his drug habit that most concerns the judge.
Falaram se eu passar você pro tratamento, que eu determinei aí.
O senhor já falou que eu ia continuar esse controle.
Da série, você usa droga? Usa droga?
Senhor.
Qual?
Maconha, senhor.
Deseja fazer tratamento?
Sim, senhor.
Então tá bom.
2 meses contando o dia que você entrou.
How do you feel about staying in prison for 2 months?
Ah, choro, hein, senhor? Mas eu não vou ficar tudo isso, não. Tenho fé em Deus que eu não vou. Não sei se eu vou aguentar ficar 2 meses, não.
Não é que tem mais.
O máximo que eu vou ficar lá é só até eu engordar um pouco. Não sei fome.
After just a few hours with her son, Vito's mother must say farewell once again. He's got 6 months for the street robbery he committed.
Não.
The day after being arrested, Vitor and Julio have had their cases heard and have been sentenced. But the efficiency of the Brazilian courts is not matched by the prison service. They are being taken to one of Sao Paulo's notorious juvenile prisons. We would catch up with them in a month's time to see if Julio's next experience behind bars is any more effective than his last.
Try and describe to me what it feels like to be locked up.
It's not very nice. It's just not very nice. It feels all upsetting. Without any company, you got no company. It's just nasty. Because your mum and dad are at home, your sister, your brothers, or whatever, are out. Having fun. You're just standing there, while sitting on your bed, just thinking.
For those children who harm themselves, this time alone can be especially dangerous. The rooms in this secure unit are carefully designed to minimize the damage a child can do to him or herself. But, as Sam explained, there's always something.
You're not allowed glass in here, so you can self-harm. But there's so much you could do it with. I could break up my ashtray and do it with my ashtray. Could do it with my shampoo lids, anything. You just feel like you get real angry in that, so you cut your arms and you feel much better. But you can't understand why it makes you feel better. I really can't understand why. Majority of it is just for attention, do it for attention, but sometimes do it because you're angry or upset, and it's just like, it relieves your anger, if you know what I mean, just seeing the blood coming out. I know it sounds disgusting, but it does, it makes you feel better. It's just like, once you think about cutting your arms, you think, I'm going to cut my arms. And if you can just get past that 5 minutes thinking, I'm going to cut my arms, you'll be all right, you won't do it, you won't think about it. But it's just actually, when it first comes into your head and it's hard to just walk away or whatever, just think of something else. You just got to do it. I hope I don't do it again. I can't say I won't do it again because I said that before and I did do it again. But I really hope it don't get to that point where I think about doing it.
Four, five, six, seven, liter.
In Texas, 15-year-old Paolo also cut himself during his first few days in detention.
When I first got into the detention center, life sucked and everything, you know, it wasn't worth anything, but I had tried to kill myself like halfway, but then afterwards, like, nah, it's not worth it, so.
Paolo was involved with a burglary and given a 6 o'clock curfew. When he came home one night at 9, he was picked up and brought to the county detention center.
It's kind of depressing, man, but screw it. Like I said, you know, there's nothing, you don't have any control in here, so. Just I just get up and say, well, another day, man, see how it goes. And before you know it, it's already night, and you're going to sleep again, man. The days in here pass by really fast because there's nothing to do. You just wake up. Before you know it, you're doing the same routine, and then you're going to sleep, man. You know, I mean, I started off my life pretty good, but everything just went downhill, man. And now I really don't care.
Like more than half of the children arrested in the US, Paul uses drugs. To help him kick the habit and get away from crime, the court has decided that he will go to the county boot camp for 6 months.
1 minute you know you're free, and then the next minute you're in here, and then before you know it, you're already going to go to boot camp. But what's bad about boot camp is 6 months, man. It took quite a while.
Do you think boot camp's going to help you?
Not really. You know, in a way, it's not really, because it's just... I mean, honestly, I wanted to go back to court and ask them to send me to somewhere where they can help me, man, you know. Because I'm not a troublemaker, but I do have problems with drugs, man. It's not something that, it's like a major problem. It's pretty bad, but when you think about it, what's worse? Someone stalking you with a gun or someone who's out in the streets just smoking a joint? You know what I mean? I mean, I'd much rather stay 6 months here, man, because you're just in a detention, you don't do anything. But at boot camp, they push you real hard, man, to do a lot of stuff. 6 months, it's a lot of work, man. People I see at boot camp, man, they look pretty strong, man. Sometimes they scare me, man, but I guess I'm gonna have to go through it because there's nothing else I can do. It scares you, man, because, you know, these guys are huge, man, you know. And I don't know, I mean, I'm just a kid, man, but I hope I just get through it, man. I don't really care anymore. Screw it. Just do my time.
Talking to me. Keep your hands by side, get your heels together, head up, eyes forward, chest out. Let me hear you say, sir!
Sir!
Say it again!
Sir!
Say it again!
Sir!
That's the first thing that's gonna come out of your mouth for the next 6 months! Say it again!
Sir! Yes, sir!
Say it again, you!
Sir! Yes, sir!
Say it again, you!
Sir! Yes, sir!
Now look at my yellow line. This is gonna be your new home. Your new home for the next 6 months! This is my house. Run on that side, because cadets, I'll tell you what, cadets move quick, fast, and in a hurry around my yellow line. Every time I tell you move, you go, you understand? You go and you run, you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
When I say go, you run. I want to see you post yourself at that empty rack over there, because I tell you what, that's where you're going to leave. Go, hurry up, you, hurry up. Don't drop. I'll tell you what, that's where you're going to live. Where are you gonna stay for the next 6 months? Don't you make me move, man. I swear, I tell you what. If you don't want to move, I will move you. I say go, you move. Go! Hurry up, you! Get your body in my shower head! Move, move! Other shower head! Other shower head! Get your hands up! Get your hands up! Get off my wall, you. I didn't say anything about while putting your hands on my wall. When I say get your hands up, I mean get your hands all the way up. You understand what I'm telling you?
Sir, yes, sir!
You understand what sir. I'm telling you?
Sir, yes, sir!
When I say go, you move, you take that trash off, you understand?
Sir, yes, sir!
Eddie, get up! Hurry up! Hurry up! Take that trash off! Now! Take it all the way up! You embarrassed now? All of a sudden, now you embarrassed. Well, let me tell you what. In here, you just lost your privacy. Everything you had out there is gone. You ain't got no privacy here, son. Take it off. Take it all off. Put that junk on your privates. Put it on your privates. Put it all behind your ears, on your neck, on your butt, everywhere. Don't you be pretty about it! Get that junk off!
Sir, yes, sir!
When I say go, you press that button, you just take that trash off. Ready, go! Take that trash off. Take it off! Take it off! Hurry up! Hurry up! What? Get your head wet, you? Get that hair wet! Get off that trash off of you! Get that detention mentality out of your body. Ready, stop! Ready,
sir,
stop!
My ass,
don't you touch my stuff! One thing you're gonna learn here, son, you don't move unless I tell you to move. You are now, at this moment, boot camp property. You understand that?
Sir, yes, sir!
I'll get you in that uniform. Turn around, face me, don't you? Look at me, son. Don't you look at me? What are you looking at me for? End over. Think about what's happening. Think about what's happening. Think about what's going on. Hello, hair! Hello, hair! Get up, pick your head up a little bit. Right there, right here! Get all that stuff nice enough, because I tell you what was you is no longer. You're gone. Right here, I'm molding, I'm making a new cadet. Now you want to look at yourself, don't you? You want to look at yourself. You just already, you want to look at yourself, don't you? So I tell you what. Turn around. Who's that right there?
Sir, cadet, sir!
Why don't you shut your mouth and you talk to me at the position of attention? Apparently, you have not learned anything. Apparently, you need a method of training, and that's physical training. How about you get your body back down on that floor? Get your body on that floor. How do cadets talk? Down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Down, up. When I say down, you go down. And when I say up, you go up. I tell you what, I told you to put this in a night need, in a need fashion, didn't I? I'm messing with you, right? That's what it is. I'm just messing with you. I tell you what, in the outside, you mess with people. You mess with people all over the place. You want to treat them like trash? Didn't I not tell you to pay attention to detail? Down, up, down, up. Down, up, down, up. Halfway down. Halfway up. Halfway down. Think about halfway down. Halfway up. Halfway down. Up. Halfway down. Up. Now, you're gonna make all kinds of mistakes, and I tell you what, that's fine. It's your first day. But you're not gonna do it more than twice. You're not gonna do it more than twice. Do it more than twice.
In Brazil, Vitor Hugo and Julio have both been sent to the same juvenile prison, a tower block in central Sao Paulo. After their tearful reunion in court, Vitor is now badly missing his mother.
Só vi minha mãe depois de ano, senhor. Pensa, né, senhor? Todo dia da minha mãe. Penso na minha mãe, na minha irmã. Mas a única família, né, senhor? A única família que eu tenho na vida. É minha mãe e minha irmã. Vai que um dia nós falece e eu ficar com ninguém. Ficar na rua, jogado. Mas Deus quiser, nunca vai acontecer isso. ver quantos meses eu tô internado. Vou ficar 6 meses sem ver minha mãe. Nenhum menor gosta de FEBEM, né, senhor? Ficar preso. Lá fora é outra coisa, né, senhor? Lá fora é melhor.
Julio is serving only 2 months, but he's not getting the drug rehab the judge ordered, and all he cares about is getting out.
Que não dá, unidade tudo fechada. Quero ir pra uma unidade aberta, pra me fugir sozinho.
What about your friends in here?
Amigo, você não tem nenhum lugar, não, senhor. Você não tem amigo. Nessa vida que você tá aqui, ó, nessa vida que eu tô aqui, ó, você não tem amigo. Amigo é aquela pessoa que você pai, cola, te fala coisas boas. Não fala aí, vamos catar aquele monitor ali, vamos zoar. Ou então aí, tá vendo isso daqui? É um revólver, vamos colar ali, vamos roubar aquele maluco que ele tá com a boa. Você é amigo? Você não é amigo. Muito patifão daqui. Não é mais veneno, mas já que eu tô no veneno, só tem menino patife, só tem patifão. Esse tempinho que eu fiquei, eu já tô revoltado. Imagina daqui 2 meses, como que eu não vou sair pra fora? 2 meses, imagina como que eu não vou sair. Sai o capeta, mano. Sai roubando todo mundo. Usando droga pra caramba pra esquecer as revoltas. Daqui 2 meses eu vou apanhar pra caramba do Cício. Esse monitor do caralho aí.
Fica perto de mim, me deixa falar. Sem ver de muito longe, sem me condenar. Enquadramentos às 8 horas, o que vou fazer agora? Poucos manos é que vão embora. Violência pra quem vai ficar. Juro que não entendo este lugar. Muitos têm futuro. Muitos têm talento, se tivesse alguma ocupação, a molecada não estaria nessa não. Esse lugar escuro nada acontece, fico feliz quando o dia amanhece. A justiça não me deixa falar, e se ouvir a minha voz, me interna aqui nesse lugar.
Todo mundo apanha, não tem um que não apanha de monitor aqui. Só porque você tá trocando uma ideia, se que seu colega te arrasta, esse cu do caralho. Só que é o seguinte, esses monitor aqui, ó, a gente tromba no mundão. Trombar no mundão é daquele jeito, aqui quem manda é eles, lá quem manda é nós.
Brazil's prisons have become so notorious for brutality by guards that the UN investigator on torture, Sir Nigel Rodley, has come to conduct an independent inquiry. But the young offenders at this juvenile detention centre, Franco da Rocha, are afraid that if they speak to Sir Nigel, the guards will victimise them once the UN team has left. Sir Nigel suddenly leaves the group and goes off on his own. Even his officials don't know what he's up to. He's been told by the prisoners that batons used to beat them are hidden in a room above.
He said it was also used in our hands. He said, this is stuff that we use on a daily basis. He said, yeah, on our heads.
Normal. Quebra-se mesmo.
What do you mean? You clean the floors with the broken
sticks. Vocês limpam com os pedacinhos quebrados?
I wasn't born yesterday.
Eu não nasci ontem.
I have to tell you, Director, that what that evidence there suggests to me is that allegations that maybe the rebellions are provoked may not be without foundation.
A week after Sir Nigel's visit, this photograph was released by some of the boys' lawyers. Despite the governor's assurances that there would be no reprisals for talking to Sir Nigel, it's clear they've been beaten.
In England, 3 months have passed since we first came to the secure unit.
Get my bags. Yeah, cheers.
Have you been in any trouble since we were last here?
Yeah. I'm sanctioned at the moment. Because,
What does that mean?
Like, punishment. I'm not allowed on the field or the tennis court or the gym for 2 weeks.
Does that mean you're banned from any form of exercise?
Yeah. I can do exercise over here.
What sort of exercise would you do here?
Run around the lounge. Or something like that.
So you're not allowed outside?
No.
At all?
Yeah, to walk to lessons and that's it.
How does that make you feel if you're sort of
does inside? My head in, because when you're in a police cell, you're entitled to an hour's exercise a day. And we can't even get that in there because we're on punishment.
A central part of the rehabilitation program in secure units is the use of group discussions about crime and its consequences. Children here all take part in group sessions like this at least twice a week.
And what about people who have been the victims of the kind of crimes you guys have committed? How do you think they feel? And how do you think you can put it right?
You can.
Well, I don't know if you... I think
the courts can.
How can
they can put you down for swimming quite a long time.
Courts of tossers?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because look what they've done to all of us, man.
Do you think you got a fair sentence?
No.
What?
I got off lightly.
You got off lightly?
Yeah.
What about you, Paul? You think you got off lightly?
I wasn't really, no, because I've only done four feet wrong.
So if you were a magistrate, what sentence do you think he should have given you or she should have given you?
A day or two.
A day or two? So how sorry are you?
Not very, very, very. No,
would you, sorry. On a scale of 1 to 10, would you commit a crime again?
No.
Brendan, how do you feel? Do you think you're going to commit crime again and feeling pretty bad about what you did?
Yeah.
Deepak?
Yeah.
You feel sorry for what you did?
No.
And you're victims?
A bit.
A bit.
A bit, yeah.
I can't say I'm not going to reoffend when I get out because I don't know until I get out there. Like with a short sentence, you think, oh, I'll just get through this and then I'll be out and I'll do what I was doing again, and it don't matter, I ain't going to teach you nothing in that.
We got to work together.
It would be easy if you worked in pairs because it's...
Me and Danny and
that. When I was inside the last 2 times, I did want to change, but I didn't, if you know what I mean. I was just saying that to everyone. I didn't want to change, really. I didn't. I was happy the way things are going. I couldn't wait to get out and get pissed and things like that.
This is obviously a better place than a young offenders institution.
This is like rehab, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you go in prison, you just have to do your burden. You're going to do your burden, get out and carry on exactly the way you was living before. Coming in here, they look like you've got drug and alcohol counselling, group work, key work sessions, yeah, anger management, things like that,
yeah.
And you do one-to-one things and then, like, you build up your confidence in that, and so you rehabilitate, innit? So you go out and you're a much better person and you've changed in that, so...
You have the opportunity to talk to people and hopefully we will listen to you.
And hopefully?
Hopefully we will listen to you, right, you know?
I've only done 3 months, so I'm only a third of the way there. I've got another 6 to go. But I think if I went out now, I'd be exactly the same as I was before. Even though I don't want to be and I do want to change, I think that the temptation would be there and influences and that. And I'd be back inside within a couple of weeks.
But Sam still has difficulty controlling her outbursts of anger.
Don't look at me like I'm a piece of shit on the bottom of your shoe, because I ain't. Well, why are you being mouthy to me?
Don't
if
act
you,
like
if
it.
If you had a little bit of respect for me, Ashley, then I wouldn't be like it with you. Huh? Don't give me that respect. Well, behave yourself, innit? I do respect you. I gave you a T-shirt yesterday, didn't I? I didn't have to do that, but I did, out of kindness of my heart.
Yeah,
well, then. Well, don't get lippy with me, then. Why are you telling me to shut up? I'm telling you. Yeah, because I'm telling you. Well, if you've got a headache, then why are you going in and in like this? Your headache can't be that fucking bad. I'll give you a fucking headache in a minute, you little fucking prick. Don't fucking cheek me again. He's a little fucking prick.
It's Sunday morning, I ain't in a fucking mood.
Almost a year after we first met him in court, Vito Lugo is preparing for his release.
Vou estudar, vou trabalhar, vou lá com a minha mãe, fazer tudo, seguir pela frente, né? Começar a ser outra gente, sem droga, sem roubo, sem nada.
Vitor's mother is also on her way to the juvenile court. She hopes the judge will grant her son his freedom.
Conversei com ele e falou, mãe, eu vou parar dessa vida que eu tô nela, porque isso não dá futuro pra ninguém. Então eu vou parar, eu vou estudar, vou arrumar um serviço, vou trabalhar. Agora eu peço a Deus que ele pare. Porque falar, o senhor sabe que todo mundo fala lá dentro. Enquanto tá lá dentro, eles falam. Agora eu quero vir aqui fora, né? Rapaziada! Eu queria chegar lá, o juiz falar, toma. Tu some com o Vitor daqui. Pode levar. Eu nem pra trás eu olhava, viu? Mas filho, vambora. Bora, filho. Chega. Mas não é como a gente quer, né? É como eles querem. Tem que esperar a vontade do juiz.
Responsável por Vitor Hugo Carnaval. Vitor Hugo, você já sabe, você hoje vai embora já com a sua mãe, tá certo? Vai ser inserido em liberdade assistida. Tem que cumprir a medida direitinho, continua tendo que cumprir, porque se deixar de cumprir, você pode ser internado por até 3 meses. Isso tenha servido para que você realmente possa mudar e não se envolver mais com as companhias, com drogas. Se tiver problema com droga, envolvimento com droga, procura ajuda, tá? Para poder se afastar. E se você tiver qualquer problema no cumprimento da LA, você vem até aqui. O que não pode, como eu disse, é sumir.
Despite spending almost a year in prison, Vitor managed to stay with his mother for only 2 months before returning to the streets. He was arrested in early November for robbery and is yet again behind bars. Julio did manage to escape from the prison he was in, but is again in court for another street robbery.
Pegou alambrado, depois fui pra rua, voltei a roubar de novo. Já tá bom, nós daqui nós vamos falar pro juiz ali, depois nós vamos, depois nós vamos. Ah, mas não fala nada pra ele não, deixa que eu, mas não fala nada pra ele não, não fugi nem nada. Que nem tá no relatório, isso daí nem constou. Constar, constou, mas não sei se tá no papel dele. Não.
Ou Júlio Castro dos Santos. Júlio, você está sendo acusado de ter feito um roubo junto com o Fábio, com o Flávio, com o Hélio e com o Júlio.
O Flávio não estava, senhor.
O Flávio não estava.
Não,
como é que foi o roubo?
Senhor?
Como é que foi?
Foi assim, senhor.
estava no senhor, eu estava numa fome, né, senhor? Estava tudo sujo, né, senhor? Precisando do arroz.
Quatro?
Senhor? Quatro. Não, senhor, era quatro, só que o outro fugiu, senhor.
Quem estava com fome?
Aí, né, senhor, por favor.
Nós quem, garoto?
Eu, o Wellington, o Fábio, senhor.
Então, você se chama Júlio?
Sim, senhor.
O Júlio, o Wellington e o Flávio?
Ou não, o Fábio. Fábio.
Então, o Júlio, o Wellington e o Fábio foram para o semáforo.
All four boys are called, but afterwards, Julio feels that one of them, the youngest boy, has let the rest of the gang down.
Lá os quatro estavam mal vacilando, nós íamos pegar um trajeto do coração. Agora se nós fomos tornados, quando nós saímos, está fudido. Escuta o que eu estou falando, fudido. Eu quero dizer assim, não. É lógico que você, todo mundo deu a ideia certa, você, vamos. Agora se nós íamos pegar um cadeia de operação daqui 10 a 15 dias, nós íamos pôr uma cadeia de operação aí, ó. E o cadeia de operação é mundão, você é mundão. Agora você chega e fala, tava os quatro, todo mundo falou que não. Aí você vai e tá falando que você é uma vacilão.
Temos a confissão, a acusação do outro lá, dizendo que estava roubando.
O Flávio, de minha parte...
O Flávio confessou.
Não,
o Fábio negou.
O Fábio negou.
Foi o Benítez que não participou, que não estava nada.
Também negou. Os dois primeiros negaram. E que os outros acusaram.
Os três falou que ele não estava. Daí você vai e fala, os quatro estavam. Com o João no menor as ideias, agora não, é o seguinte.
Eu falei, os quatro não. Ele, primeiro ele deu pra quem não.
O juiz tá mentindo.
Só sei que se nós fomos impregnados, você tá
mentindo. Primeiro ele falou assim.
Foi o Benítez que não participou, que não estava nada.
Flávio confessou.
Não, Flávio negou também.
Flávio negou
também. Os dois primeiros negaram.
O Wellington, que estava com a faca, disse que os quatro roubaram. E o Júlio?
Disse que estava. Fábio, o Wellington, Júlio e André.
E o Flávio estava fora.
Ah, o nome dele não sei o que, falou. O nome de não sei o que e o nome assim. Você falou os quatro tábuas, mano. Nossa, se nós fomos internados, tudo tá bom, a gente tá levando o mundo. Você tá fudido, você tinha o cabelo de dor, mano. Então eu quero ver. Então vai lá pra uma ideia com sua mãe lá, então.
Não tem que falar pra mãe, não pode estar ligado, tá ligado?
Julio and his gang were all sentenced to 6 months.
So how do you feel about the future?
Basically not.
Se tivesse futuro, você estaria estudando, só agora roubando vindo para FUBEC, qual futuro eu vou ter? E se eu não roubar, não? Gosto não, senhor, porque é preciso. A vida, andar tudo sujo na rua. Tem que andar arrumadinho pra não ficar apanhando direto, tomando enquadro de polícia direto. Porque eu moro na rua, se eu parar de roubar, vou morrer de fome. Vou andar tudo sujo. Agora sempre aí eu tô rezando aí, né, senhor? Que eu quero voltar, né, senhor? Sair, né, senhor? E curtir, né, senhor? Que eu tenho pra curtir ainda, né, senhor? Enquanto eu sou adolescente, né, senhor? Nem curti direito um pouco a vida, né, senhor? Só sofrimento, sofrimento, né, senhor? Fome. Que é estilo as escolinhas do crime, né, senhor? Aí lá já é mil graus. Daí lá você já aprende o que é crime mesmo. Se uma faculdade do crime. Você já aprende de tudo que é ruim, né, senhor? Mas eu não quero isso pra mim, não, né, senhor? Nem, tipo assim, né, senhor? Nem curti minha infância direito, certo, senhor? Só preso, preso, preso.
At the secure unit, Paul's sentence finally comes to an end today. He feels he has changed as a result of his imprisonment.
I've got more muscles than I did. And like, anyone starts, they're yelling it in the face. It's the real. One word out of their mouth comes, I'll grab it. I grab this particular kid and I throw him straight through the classroom window. I don't care. Then I'll have to pay for it and so get arrested.
Come back here.
That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? Well, it wouldn't, and it would. Because this is the only place where I, like,
be better to put the beer in there?
No, not in there.
Because that would protect that, wouldn't it? It would add to the protection for it.
What have you not liked about being here?
Me have to beat up all the kids, man. And me getting seen as one blooming hard nut. But I'm a bit now. I'm a bit of a hard nut.
So were you hard when you came in?
No. I was one of them little weaklings, right down here I was. And luckily I've got higher.
So, you got the address, Nat? Bonus? Write to us? What are you thinking? Eh?
I don't want to go home.
You don't? Time to move on, though, Paul. You've been here long enough, haven't you?
Yeah.
Eh? So what have you been doing this morning? Just packing?
Yeah.
The phone. Callum. You just let them into the reception part, yeah? And I'll come up there, yeah? Thanks, Heather. Bye. They're here, Paul.
Yes.
They're here.
Oh, no, I'm starting to get upset. I don't want to leave.
Eh? Say again?
I don't want to leave.
You don't want to leave. Hey, how are you being? How are you going?
Well, freedom now, eh?
Right, yeah.
What's this?
That's
right, turn that
down. I'm not looking forward to going out and going out. I'm concerned about my life, what's going to happen when I get out.
In the boot camp, Paolo is still learning the ropes.
Sir, contender number 16, request permission to speak, sir!
What's your last name? How about that part? Try it again!
Sir, contender number 16, McLean, sir, request permission to speak, sir!
Wrong! Sir, contender McLean, number 16, request permission to speak, sir! Try it again!
Sir, contender McLean, number 16, request permission to speak, sir!
Speak!
Sir, contender request permission...
No, wrong! Sir, Cadet McLean, number 16, request permission for Alpha Squad to enter boot camp facility, sir. Can you get it right now? Or is that too much?
Sir, I can get it right, sir.
Everybody else learned it. How about you? You're nobody special. Try it again from the beginning.
Sir, Cadet McLean, number 16, request permission to speak, sir.
Speak.
Sir, Cadet McLean, number 16, sir. Request permission for...
Get out of my face. Get to the rear. We're going to settle this later on. Let me hear it.
Sir, Cadet Long, number one, Grand Speed, just after in your service.
These people are trying to help me out, you know. I better take it or leave it. And if you don't screw up, they won't shout at you. But if you screw up, they will. So I won't screw up. Because, I mean, they'll be proud if you show yourself, you know, you're worthy. I mean, at first, they won't be, because, I mean, you're nothing. You know, you haven't shown yourself to be worthy to be. But, I mean, now they're starting to give me more chances and everything, because, you know, I've already been doing everything, you know, a lot better and everything already. And, you know, working real hard and everything, so they're not screaming at me as much.
Are you scared? Answer me, son!
Sir, yes, sir!
Do I make you nervous?
Sir, yes, sir!
Boy, I tell you what you're gonna do is you're gonna make it in life. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to hurt you. But unfortunately, you couldn't make it in society. So they brought you to me and my wonderful and friendly staff. That's all right, son. Like I said, we're going to teach you. Drop.
Oh. We're here to correct character deficiencies. So they come into the boot camp, naturally there's going to be some hollering. But we stop the hollering after the first day. There's only a few times that we raise our voice. You don't need to do that to train people. If they get hollered at all the time, they're just going to tune off because they get that from their family members. We put them through a stressful environment the first day, let them know, wake them up, shave the hair, let them know that everybody's the same. readily identifiable. And then we introduce them to the population. They get a little bit of welcome aboard and they see how they fit in. They take pride in themselves. The people who think we're hurting the kids, they need to take a closer look. Now, there have been boot camps in the past that got carried away. And those people, I have to say, they weren't really trained. They weren't taking the philosophy in hand that these are children. They're not soldiers. We're not training them to go out there to war. We train them to be out there in a civilization and become better persons.
The first exercise for today will be the Sarge Fraterhall.
Before Paolo came to the boot camp, he believed it wouldn't help him in any way. Now, his attitude has completely changed.
I think boot camp's the best way to prepare anyone for life, because when you get out of boot camp, man, you feel good about yourself, man. You feel like, hey, man, I can do anything. I mean, because you've gone through real hard stuff, man. Boot camp makes you feel proud about yourself. It makes you realize that, hey, man, there's a lot more in life. It gives you self-discipline. It makes you think fast. Shows you, hey, man, you know, I can do a lot of stuff. Just teaches you, you know, man, when I get out of here, I'm gonna do something with my life.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Having fun.
Having fun.
Here we go.
I've never felt like this, because, I mean, all the other times I've been in placement, I didn't care, man. I was like, man, my parents put me in here, you know, screw them, you know, I don't care. When I get out, you know, I'm gonna get revenge and everything, but no, when I get out of here, I ain't gonna get revenge. I'm gonna make them proud, you know.
About peace. One step forward, march. About peace. Column left.
Boot camps in the USA have had a difficult history, with some extreme cases of children dying of dehydration and exhaustion, and numerous complaints of brutality. Even though boot camp recruits show a marked improvement in attitude while in the camp, this usually doesn't last once they're released.
Stop.
This boot camp is one of the best in the country, and in the 2 years it has been running, most of the boys that have been through have so far stayed out of trouble. But the captain is clear that their success has more to do with the way they follow up the boys after they've left than with the regime in the camp itself.
When we send these kids home, if we don't have effective aftercare, he's going to go back into the same environment. Who's going to keep him on track? In our aftercare program, the staff over here will call and check on him and see if he's making curfew. We also call and check on his educational level, see if he's complying with school. So we keep track on that, and we also talk to the parents all the time. And we also have an open door policy for any former cadet to come back here and seek help. So that's the support we give them, and they need the aftercare. If we don't have effective aftercare, no boot camp in the world is going to work.
Is that the down position? Is that the down position, son? Yet. You see, everybody else in the down position except you. Just because you're new, son, you think you're going to get a break? I don't think so. I don't think so, son.
Get up.
Perhaps because of the intensive follow-up, only a quarter of the kids who come through this boot camp reoffend.
Oh, you ain't in Kansas no more, are you, Toto? Why are you moving? Why are any of you all moving at the position of attention?
You know, by comparison, in Britain, a staggering 84% of child prisoners are reconvicted within 2 years.
Help! Help! That's all right. That's why I got mercy.
But there is a child prison where nearly all the inmates stay out of trouble after their release. A prison where the children live as part of the local community instead of being isolated behind bars.
These boys are all inmates of the Ankara Juvenile Prison. Tonight, with just a few staff in tow and no special security, they're going to see a play about life in one of Turkey's adult jails. But this outing is not a special treat. Trips to the theatre, football matches and the cinema are regular events for these boys. It's all part of a regime that has more in common with a boarding school than a prison.
Sana babam öldüğünde bir şey masraflar hani millet geliyor koyun kesti bir şey kesti. Ondan sonra su parası, telefon parası. Evet, yani ne diyeyim, yani çok ağır masraf. Elektriğine başlattı.
15-year-old Erkan was sentenced to 3 years for theft. Like all the other boys here, he spent time in a closed prison on remand before he was sentenced.
Kapalı cezaevi var sana, ben orada kötü bir yerde, yatılmaz bir yerde. Sadece orada böyle gökyüzünü görebilen o. Başlamış değil.
The Turkish authorities decided the best way of tackling crime was to put as much effort as possible into stopping young criminals becoming older criminals. And to do that, they believed they had to get them out of traditional prisons as soon as possible. Berhan is 14.
Ortam oluyor. Yani başka mesela sigara, içki, eroin, hırsızlık o tip şeyleri öğretiyorlar. Zaten orada sürekli kaldığın zaman mutlaka öğrenirsin, yani alışkanlık olur. Dışarıda da yaparsın sanırım.
While Turkey's adult prisons are notorious, this prison is very different. There's no imposing main gate here, no high walls topped with razor wire. If a child wanted to escape, there's very little to stop him. In fact, more than half of the children leave the prison campus unaccompanied every day, either to go to school or to work. They come back every evening, not just because of the threat of a closed prison if they do run away, but because they like the opportunities the reformatory offers.
Yani buna bence evim değil de buranın evi, ben yansımam. Çok iyi burası. Yani firar etmeyi düşünürler. Ama açık olduğu için kimse düşünmüyor sana. Değil mi? Yani böyle iyi yeri bir şey görmüşler daha kaçıyorlar. 3-4 ay cezalar kalmış.
The prison authorities get the older boys jobs in local factories. When they complete their sentences, these young men usually keep their jobs and simply move to a house share with other former inmates. These boys are not isolated from society as they would be in most prisons. Perhaps that's why this is the most effective child prison we found anywhere in the world.
Mesela geldiğim yerden daha bir değişiklik hissediyorum. Hani orada böyle açılmamıştım yani. Orada insan zaten içine kapalıyor. Yani burada açıldık. Çünkü çok şeyler gördük. Yani yaşadık. Buranın insanları güzel, yani sevgi gösteriyorlar. Biz işte ona göre saygımızı yapıyoruz. Ona göre işte.
Ben efendi olmayı, dışarı çıktığımı, bir işe girip çalışmayı öyle düşünüyorum. Bir mesleğimiz olmasını onu istiyorum. Daha doğrusu var mesleğimiz. Öğrenmez mi? Gene aynı bir şey devam, aynı şey. Ama iyi oluyor buraya geldiğimiz, yani efendi olmayı istiyor, yani bazı şeyleri düşünce. Orada bazen yani gidip geliyorlar yani en son ceza bağlandılar mı, tamam.
Most of the child prisoners we met around the world are not bad children who can be punished into being good. They are troubled and in need of help. Society must be protected from a very small number of violent offenders. But the majority of the children in our prisons are not dangerous.
By locking them up, we confirm all their worst beliefs about themselves and society, and make it more and more likely that they will offend again and again. Yet despite this, in almost every country in the world, we are locking up more and more children.
Is that what you're striving for? Trying to be fine, so when you get out of here, you'll be so fine, you won't get yourself in trouble anymore. Is that right?
Sir, yes, sir!
Is that right?
Sir, yes, sir!
Ah. Putting kids behind bars is not the answer to child crime.
If you've been affected by any of the issues in tonight's programme or would like a copy of the free Kids Behind Bars magazine, please call our free and confidential information line on 08000 839 839 or visit our website www.bbc.co.uk/kidsbehindbars.